shit. Mobile.
JW Mobile.
How are you today?
I've just got my first propane cylinder refilled. Learning the ropes on refilling propane.
For you.
That was pretty easy. Over at Ace Hardware, they do that. No, not Ace Hardware. That's Tractor Supply. They do it at Ace Hardware, too, but I did it at Tractor Supply. And it's about half the price of doing the exchanging a bottle. It cuts the price in half.
That's crazy, isn't it?
It is. They mark up a lot for that convenience. I never knew that, but then I never really used much. I only used it for grilling out, and we didn't do it enough to use a whole bottle every year. So it really wasn't anything, but I use it to keep the garage warm. So I've already gone through about a half a bottle. So I bought another bottle. Now I can let one run all the way out and then switch over to the full one and then take my time about going and getting the other one refilled. But I'm learning the ropes on that stuff.
You definitely got to think about it a little bit, because it's nice and convenient just to be able to walk up to a convenience store and change them out, but it's a little pricey.
Yeah, do it very often, then it's no big deal, but if it's 23 degrees outside and you're working in the garage, that propane makes it feel a whole lot better.
It does. I got propane on the back of the tool truck in the box. That's what's heating it. And it's nice back here.
How fast it heats up, that garage. And I just have one of those little, it's called a Mr. Heater. It's got just two elements, and you can go with low, medium, and high. Low is just one of the two elements, and medium is just that same one, just gets hotter, and high is burning two elements. And I can leave it on high for about 10 minutes, and the garage is warm. Then I put it down on low, and it'll keep it warm all day.
Two of those little heaters, and they're handy to have around, that's for sure. And the convenience of being able to run them on the one-pound cylinders or the grill is nice, too.
It'll take two. The one that I have will take one of those one-pound, I guess it's a one-pound bottle on each side. And that's what I was running off of at first, just to curious to see how long it would last. And that lasted about a day, day and a half. That's what Johnny and I both picked those up for field day, for people that are sitting in front of a radio. And it's, you know, you're like camping. And even though it's outside, you put one of those at your feet up under the table. And you're sitting outside, you know, and field day's supposed to go 24 hours straight. You don't stop, so you go all the way through the night. And would have worked out really good for that, but then all of our field days got interrupted.
That's, I've had mine for quite a few years, and I've got the bigger, it's called the Mr. Buddy, or the Buddy Heater, by the same company, and it's got two of those little one-pound tanks on one on each side, and then, or you can use the 20-pound grill cylinders. And I used it when I went hunting, take it into a camper and put it in there at night and crack a window, and it burned all night long and no problems.
That same thing is mine. I saw some of them online under different names, so it's kind of like batteries. There's one manufacturer, but there's 30 different people that resell them, so it sounds like the same thing.
But they make different sizes of them, so that's the only thing but they're nice to have around, especially when the power goes out or something like that. You can still heat your house or whatever.
About that, too, being that we're going to get some freezing weather tomorrow, maybe, knock on wood, that was another reason to, when this tank ran out this morning, the grill tank ran out this morning, and when that happened, and that's the one we were using back in the summer, this past summer, and that happened, I decided, okay, just go ahead and get it now so I'm not waiting in line. And if we do have natural gas, right, and that keeps the whole downstairs, and it also heats partially the upstairs because that heat rises, but I figured it'd be nice to have that other one, too, if you want to, you know, put it in the bathroom upstairs. Even though you're taking a cold shower, at least you can be warm. You can be in a warm room.
does make a difference, being able to carry, like I say, carry it around. Just the convenience of it is what makes them so handy.
I had set for like 10 years in the airplane room, just set on top of one of the cabinets, just in case we were going to do field days again that were going to last all night long. Never did use it. I just got it down this year, just a few weeks ago, for the first time, put it to work, and it works good. I'm enjoying that. Anyway, you're in the Greer area today?
I'm going down here to meet a friend of mine for lunch, and right down here at Josie's Chuck Wagon on, I can't remember the name of that road, but it's just right down the road here.
That's the road I just came home on. I didn't go all the way down to Josie's, but I did, I turned early over there at CVS, took North Uber and went over to North Rutherfordton. anyway, I'm about to pull in here and I gotta get this bottle out and turn it around. Then I'm gonna fix me some lunch. Enjoy lunch today and stay safe. KO4HKX, W4DJW.
You too, and stay warm. KO4HKX, clear.
Dave, KO4HKX and 0TR.
How are you and Miss Bernice doing today?
Tom turned the radio on, heard you and Dave signing off, and a little bit about heaters. I can't see why that come up, with the fine weather we're going to have. Oh, I just ran out and throwed a rope around that swing set out there up to the purlins in the carport there so that it can't blow over again, my golly. Oh, and the barbecue, I secured it to the chain that's holding the propane cylinder down there. By the barbecue grill, so it won't blow off again. But doing pretty good. And Bernice says she has some of the girls' candy waiting on you.
I appreciate it. I will be by this afternoon.
Well, we was thinking about running down to Amy's house and dropping off some things, but I don't know if we're going to go down there or not. If she was working at home, I would, but you got any rough idea when you might be coming by?
I can swing by right after lunch, or I can come by this afternoon, whichever works better for you.
Far, down there at Josie's, if you want to come on up, fine. If your work schedule doesn't dictate that, well, wait till later this afternoon. She hasn't said she's working from home, so I doubt if we go down there.
Why don't you just shoot me a text and let me know, and we'll play it by ear. Either way, like I said, don't matter to me.
Well, stay warm out there. The good thing about this storm is it's supposed to be over by the next day, so we'll hope so unless we get some ice. And I hear that humidifier going up and down over there in the hallway because that humidity is really low right now. Enjoy your lunch, and we'll catch you down the line. KO4HKX and 0TR.
Hey, Tom, you and Miss Bernice stay warm today. KO4HKX. Clear.